they are doing their best to shut down independent contractors or independent businesses, that is. They don't want you to make a living. They want you to depend on the corporate Congress, the corporate system that they institute, because the corporations are just a 501(c). It's the purple people eaters, the Phoenician Canaanite system. And the Bible says no Canaanite will be able to be in the temple. It's a Canaanite system. These are master traders. They're like gypsies, but they're traders. These people are masters at it, and they're all connected. Why did God allow it? God allowed it, I think, because he knows that they were ship masters that's trading with the purple, the ship traders, and the purple people eaters had to turn you into a number. That's why they capitalize your Social Security and all that. Purple people eaters. Phoenician Canaanite. Why do they call them purple? Because they traded purple. They sold the purple color from some kind of sea creature, clam or something. They figured out how to make purple, and that was the royalty. So God allowed the color, and he allowed the ships, and he allowed them to do it, to show that you're a ship. Your body's a ship. You've been bought with a price. Jesus shed his blood, right? So they want to flip everything upside down. They want to buy your soul, but they have to capitalize. Nobody can own you. So they have to put capitalization on your name, you know? They don't own you. They own the corporate you, the corporation, which means body. It's not the real you, because your real name, you put the capital letter on the first letter, and then the rest of the letters are lowercase. You see what's happening? And they got some kind of account somewhere that somebody put money down. They gamble on your life. They try to get your... Here's what's happening, deeper level. The devil's trying to write a script for you. God has a script, and the devil's trying to write a script. He's trying to do the anti. He's trying to turn you into the anti, just like him. God has a script for your life, and the devil has a script. And most people follow the devil and don't even know they're being manipulated by people around them. You know, a lot of people show up in your life who are trying to tempt you and try you and everything else to push you into delusions and sin and whatever. Idolatry, rebellion, witchcraft. So they're trying to do it through the media, the news, but then there'll be agents that actually come on the scene. And these agents are trying to tempt you, pull you into delusion land, illusion, fake reality. These are fake reality agents. So the purple people eaters are the Phoenician Canaanites. And the Phoenician script is pretty much how I decoded this thing. And so the Phoenicians go back to the king of Tyre, the Tares. And so these are the people who claim to be Jews, and they're the fake Jews. They're the fake Jews. Some of them, there's a lot of fake Jews out there. But seriously, the purple people eaters, the Phoenician Canaanite system. And so the Canaanites will not, when Jesus returns and rules for 1,000 years, the Canaanites will not be able to enter in to the temple. Why? Because they defile everything they touch. They flip it and defile it upside down. They really are something, to be honest with you. It's still going on today. There's nothing new. So I took the Phoenician language, the script, and I broke it into parts, and I was able to see, because they had these ships and they went all over the world, the modern day language is based on that. And so it doesn't matter if you go to Spanish and French or whatever. The ma, the baby says ma in Spanish, and the baby says ma in French, and the baby says ma in English. Ma, ma. And the Phoenician system worships Mother Earth, the machine. So the machine is the 501(c) corporate system cube, 666 cube. And they had to turn you into a number to be able to buy and sell your soul and gamble on your social security number and all that. They're gambling on, they're actually, there's a movie, it used to be called Avatar, and they had to change the name because that other movie, Avatar, came out. But there was a movie, it was called Avatar, now I forget the name of it, but I think it was a Japanese, maybe not a Japanese movie, it was in English, so I don't remember where it was made, but it might have been in Japan. But the name of it used to be Avatar. And so they showed how these top leaders were gambling on the lives of people. And if you look up the Ohio electronics market, they're gambling on the weather. They're gambling on everything. These people are sick. They're gambling on the weather. They're gambling on who's going to win the presidency. They're gambling on everything under the sun. I think it's called the Ohio Electronics Market, and only select people can get in on that. They're gambling on politics and world events and everything. And if you watch that movie, I can't remember the name of it, but just type in a Google search or internet movie database, type in Avatar 2006 or somewhere in there, so 2000, it might bring it up. But they should reveal what's going on, and they've got these drones watching everybody. They're watching, they're manipulating businesses, they're manipulating everything. They're just gambling. They made so much money, they're just manipulating the whole system. It's sad. And they're laughing at everybody because everybody's running around like a hamster on a wheel trying to keep up with something that they're manipulating that you'll never keep up with. You'll never reach that, you know, unless you join up with them. And I guess if you didn't join up with them, the way you would reach it is you have no truth, you know. Just go, you're willing to contradict and do cognitive dissonance on everybody else, just like the ones that rise up in the system, in the political system. Cognitive dissonance. Sad. I mean, it's really sad. When you see through it, and you see it's all the 501(c)s, it's like, at first it makes you mad, you know. But then eventually you see through it, and you know most people are asleep. And then eventually you get mad, then you get over that. Then you want to pull people out, then you get over that because you know that you can't. And then you try to spread the truth, and they shut you down with lies and fake reality, try to shut you down. And then you just say, okay, all right, I know the truth, and whoever I can rub short. It's so deep, the maze is so deep, it's hard to believe. Even what I'm saying now, you probably don't even believe it. But it's so evil, why would God come back and destroy those that would destroy the earth? Why would God come back and destroy? And the flood, he destroyed man at the flood. Why would he do that? Because the heart of man's evil. Deceitfully wicked. Every so often the system has to be rebooted because it's so evil. And these evil leaders who love their evil, it spreads like a virus to everybody else. Their evil ways, their greed and all that spreads to the common man, unless you can catch it. unless you can figure out, because they're devaluing the money. It's a debt money system. They're devaluing the money, so they're gonna, you're not gonna be able to catch them. How you gonna catch up if your every dollar you make is being devalued? How you gonna catch up unless you pay off everything, get out of debt? And that's what they don't want you to do. They don't want you to get out of debt because they're devaluing the money. It's so obvious what's going on. If a person can't see it, I'm sorry.